Recording's on, right? Recording's okay. So we left off in the first half of our discussion about the Yanuba, Mos Mashiach and Gula. Now, everybody agrees, of course, that there's a notion of Mashiach and Achmas Hayamim and Kibbutz Galiyos and Mirbis HaMikdash, that's like Chayful Yavor. Everyone agrees that we don't really know exactly how things are going to play out to the T in terms of all the nuances and details and timing. But there is a machlokes in the Rambam and others almost about the nature of Yimas HaMashiach. And we said the Rambam says it very clearly, quoting, basing himself a lot on one Maamar Chazal, about Ein Bein El Mazal Yimas HaMashiach Hashu Malchus Bavad, that fundamentally there aren't going to be any changes in the natural order of things. There's going to be a lot of wonderful changes. Things are going to be, it's a great, 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 wonderful world. But that's going to be changes in terms of Kibbalah's Deas Hashem, Kibbutz Galiyos, Mirbis HaMikdash, etc. But in terms of the natural forces, nothing really is going to change. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid quotes the simple reading of the Psukim and the Nevuahs sound that way. From Psukim and Chumash, Rishpati Chai, Rav and Aretz seems to point in that direction, which the Rambam understood those were all Derech Moshel and Melitza. So this Machlokes, the Rambam and others, seems to be also part of another fundamental Machlokes in the Rambam and other Rishonim about another component of Leosel Lovel that has to play out. And that's, we say, for the Shemoneh Esrei, Ashiva Shoftei Kirishona, which is really just a paraphrase of the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Ashiva Shoftei Kirishona, Yotzalai Kevadchil, Rachvei Nikar, Lachai Hashem. The bringing back of Sanhedrin of old, the bringing back of Bezen HaGodol, the bringing back of the entire system of Shoftim in the full sense of the word, clearly is a major, major part of the vision of Leosel Lovel. The same way that the Beis HaMikdash always goes hand in hand with Beis Din, that the Gemara Rebbe Darshan's Rashi in the beginning of Pashas Yisrael Rebbe tells us, this is based on the Psukim in the end of Pashas Yisrael, it speaks about building a Mizbeach, and Be'el Mishpat HaShatosim Lefnehem. So we know that the Beis HaMikdash was the center of the Mokom HaMishpat, was the center of Torah Shebaal, was the center of the function of the Beis HaGadol, the Sanhedrin, Ki Mitzion Teitzesod, Rashem Yerushalayim. That's why when there's a breakdown in Mishpat, when the Beis is not up to par, but they did him not acting appropriately, that's a pagam in the Mikdash, and that ultimately is part of the Churban itself. So that vision, Leosel Lovel, of the Chazara, of the Beis and Agodol, Sanhedrin, is clearly an integral part of Bias HaMashiach. And that poses a very real halachic challenge, because in order to have a Beis and Agodol, in order to have a Sanhedrin, you have to have a Smicha. In order to have smicha, you have to have an unbroken chain of tradition going back from Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, etc. And that unbroken chain was broken back in the days of the Amoraim. The Gemara tells us that right about the days of the end of the Amoraim, there was no more smicha anymore. Why was there no more smicha? Because the Gemara tells us that in the first Brachas and Hanan, smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. And at that point, between the combination of the Jewish community, primarily not being in Eretz Yisrael, there were always Jews in Eretz Yisrael, but the bulk of the Jewish community already were in Babel. And the fact that over the years, the Romans came down very, very hard against smicha. Many Tanoim actually lost their lives. Famous Rebbe Ibn Bavel was actually killed because he gave smicha. So clearly smicha was faltering on the wane throughout the period of post-Churban. And ultimately came to a halt in the days of approximately the days of Abayin Rava. That was when the calendar got set up, Hillel Sheni, the whole old development in terms of that. And another time, another place. So now the question becomes, well, if smicha, which is a prerequisite for Beis HaGadol, you can't sit in the Beis HaGadol unless you have smicha. And smicha is an unbroken chain, so how is that chain going to start again? So that's like a little bit of a checkmate. We have to get that Sanhedrin started again, and we can't do it unless there's a way to somehow connect the links of the chain, but the chain was broken already. So the Rambam has two famous places addresses this issue. One of them is in Mishneh Torah to a lesser degree, and then in Perash Mishnayos and Sanhedrin to a greater degree. And the Rambam explains in Perashat Mishnayos ultimately what prompted him to come to this conclusion. It's this kasha. The Rambam says, "Vashibush of Tach Rishayna." There's going to be a Chazaras Hashayif to Chazaras Sanhedrin, but how does that work with the absence of smicha? The Rambam says that it must be there has to be some kind of a system built into the system that can restart this chain. That smicha has to be able to start again naturally. What is the process to begin smicha? How does the smicha begin? So the Rambam develops this idea that the whole idea of smicha clearly is linked to Eretz Yisrael. That's no question. So whatever process is going to restart the smicha has to take place in Eretz Yisrael itself. That's like a given, says the Rambam. So what would be the way to restart the process of Smichas? So the Rambam says, when you get all the Chachmei Torah, all the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael together, and they decide that they're going to give Smicha, so all of a sudden the Smicha begins again. So Bamed the Rambam says, the Rambam, that you need this unbroken chain. That's if you as a Yochid want to give Smicha to a Talmud. So you can't just Smicha just like that. But if you're representative of all the Chachmei HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael, Chachmei HaTorah and Babel don't count for this one, Chachmei HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael, they can restart the process over again, and they'll confer a smicha upon one of them, and then that person in turn will be a samach, and he'll turn, will give smicha to the others. That's what the famous Rambam writes. And the Rambam Peshav Shnayis writes that what prompted him to say this is because of this dilemma of Ashiva Shavtach of Rishayna. You have to have smicha, there's no other way for him to envision the beginning of smicha over again. This is the Shittas Rambam. So as the Yaduam of first of this Rambam was very, very controversial. The Rambam himself in Hilchos Sanhedrin writes, Vadovetzor Hechra, he's not 100% sure about all the details of what he just said, and some Machlokes Acharonim, what the Rambam meant with that line. And the Yaduam that this was what happened in Tzfat, that in the days of the Beis Yosef, so Rabbi Yechav Beirav was the Rebbe of the Shulchan Aruch, he followed this Rambam Lahalocha, and he instituted Smicha, and he gave Smicha to five of his Talmidim, one of them being the Shulchan Aruch himself. And the Chachmei Yerushalayim were vehemently opposed to it on many, many grounds. They felt, first of all, that who says we follow this Rambam? The Rambam himself says he's not sure what the din is. And they didn't even consult with the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim, and it wasn't even Roch Chachmei Eretz Yisrael altogether. And a big, big fight broke out whether this smicha was acceptable or not. And then after one generation, the fight died down, and no one continued to pass that one generation of the Shulchan Aruch. So those who didn't accept this Rambam, so how do they deal with the Rambam's problem? How do they address this issue that the Rambam raises? How is smicha going to start again? So the other mafarshim, Vaz and others say that they don't understand the kasha of the Rambam. So, Hayara Shem Tiktzar. Who's the kasha geared towards exactly? The kasha presented to the Rambam Shalom. How is the Rambam Shalom going to start smicha bras over again? Like Havlof Abdul, so this is the famous philosophical riddle. It's a nonsensical riddle, but the riddle goes something along the lines as follows. That Ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, it's hard to even say it. It was said by people who were doing it there. Gidov, we're just saying it just to show how silly it is. Ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a rock that's so heavy that he himself can't pick up? It's a philosophical dilemma. So it means it's Mamadu should put you in checkmate. If you're going to tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't create that rock, so then you're telling me HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limited. If you're telling me he can't create the rock, then he can't pick it up. So he's all vital limited. So it's stupid. It's a dumb kasha. Whatever. You sit around and philosophize all day. You could come up with such a kasha. But it's like a 2-year-old kasha. So who is this kasha presented to? The Rebbe Shalom. Chodesh Baruch can't figure out a way to circumvent the system. So the Red Vaz and others write. Chodesh Baruch will send us Eliyahu Navi. Kasha Lamais. Eliyahu Navi Hasmicha. He'll come back to Atchezamex. He'll come back and he'll start. The first thing he'll do is sign smicha dakis, smicha klafim for why you the real authentic smicha. You'll trade in your fake Yerdeya, yam yam smicha for the real McCoy, for the real smicha from Meishik Mutar Mesir Mesal Yeshua through Eliyahu Navi Kasha Lamais. So the Rambam obviously didn't want to go down that route. The Rambam was bothered with his kasha. The Rambam also knew that in theory that could happen. The Rambam says, no, we're not. That's not how we do things. The Rambam says, Yimos Mashiach has to be normal. Yimos Mashiach has to be natural. We have to come up with something that works according to Seichel of Bnei Adam. We're not building Yimos Mashiach based on people coming back from the dead and bringing a speech from 3,000 years ago. That's not what happens. He says, if Ein Ben Olam Hazel, Yimos Mashiach, Al Shiv Machas Bavad, it's got to work to Fidercha Teva. Fidercha Teva, you have to come up with a solution. So the Rambam says, the best solution, that the only one that makes any sense to him, it must be, you could have this notion called Chiddush HaSmicha. So the Rambam, who was forced to be mechadish this word of Chiddush HaSmicha, is l'shitasai, that the same way the Rambam couldn't imagine the Beis Hamikdash coming down in Hashemayim, and he can't imagine that the lions and the lambs are still going to be a palsy-wowsy. None of that's going to happen, says the Rambam. Everything's going to be l'fidercha Teva. It's going to be a gewaldic world. L'fidercha Teva. So Kaponim, we do have a running machlokes to Rambam and others. And this machlokes now almost becomes interlinked with another major machlokes, the Rambam and other Rishonim, about another part of our Yesodos of our Amunah, and that's the notion of Olam Haba. The notion of, let me just make sure everyone is, how do we get that's just the gallery? We get everybody. Everyone equal. There we go. Okay. So everybody agrees there's a notion of Olam Haba, that's not negotiable. and I'll speak about it many, many, many times, why the Teresh B'Chsav doesn't elaborate upon it, why the Teresh B'Chsav only alludes to it, is a very important question. And the Mefarshim discussed that at great length, but perhaps not the cheap in Olam Haba, other reasons, whatever the reason is that Kach Nemra Halacha, obviously, no question about, there's a notion of a Yom Shekol Tov, a Yom Shekol Aruch, Mishnayis and thousands of Amar Chazal, it's obviously not a negotiable topic. And yet, just as when we speak about Yemos HaMashiach, that the existence is there, but the details are very, very hazy, the same is true about Olam Haba. The Gemara says that explicitly, the Gemara comments in the Pasuk Yesheyo, that Ayin LaRos HaLakim L'Zulosecha, that no human eye has ever seen Olam Haba. No one has ever really seen what's going on in the next world. The Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give us the kleichus. You know, we only have limited human kleichus. So I can't see, I don't have x-ray vision. It doesn't mean that you don't have a ribcage inside you. I just can't see it. So a lot of things exist that we can't see. Our eyes are limited. So I am the Rasul that keeps losach. Yeah, so that was the Gemara speak about a person in this world. A person can't see Olam Haba. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, every once in a while, Kodesh Baruch Hu took somebody out of this world and put them on the borderline, and they got a glimpse of Mashu, and then they came back to report what they saw. But from this world, with human eyes, you know, with our corneas and our retinas, we can't see Olam Haba. We can see Neshamas, perhaps. If our Neshamas leave our goof for a little while, then we can get a glimpse, because Olam Haba is something of a different nature. So Af Al Pi Chein, we have almost like the same model, that everyone agrees it exists, everyone agrees we don't quite know what it is, and now we're having machlekes. So what is the basic tzura? What is it basically about? Even though we can't fill in all the, what's it basically about? So here the Rambam also parts ways with other Rishayim. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva has this famous discussion towards the end of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam also picks up in Sukkot Mar Chazal, where the Gemara in Bracha says, Olam Haba Ein Lo Achila V'lo Shtia V'lo Yeshiva, etc. So the Rambam says, Olam Haba is an Olam HaNeshamas. Olam Haba is something which is the ultimate schar for mitzvahs, but has nothing to do with the human body, nothing to do with the goof. Olam Haba is the joy, is the ecstasy, is the dveikus b'Hashem of the soul, and that's what Chazal mean, that Ayin LaRos HaLakim L'Zulosecha, and that's what the Mishnayos mean in Pirkei Avos, that Yafesh Acha Shel Karach Shuach B'Olam Haba Mikol Chai Al Ma'azeh. There's nothing in all of this world that can even touch even Mashu to compare to what Olam Haba is. Because it's not weird things that we're used to, says the Rambam, or the Hanos HaGuf. We're not used to those Hanos HaNeshama. Then the Rambam makes a comment where it's a little bit of a shtoch on other groups of people, other philosophies that speak a lot about, also about paradise and about the next world. And they have these images of all kind of meshuddika things. So the Rambam describes them, the Rambam makes reference specifically, the Rambam, we know what culture the Rambam lived in, we know what world the Rambam lived in. The Rambam lived in the middle of a very, very prominent religious setting, where he lived in just in Spain and then Egypt. And the Rambam writes, like the tipshei olam hazeh, the fools who think that the future schar is a person's going to have all these physical pleasures. So the Rambam writes, that's a joke. He says, Mamashal Leitzonus. The reason why the people depict these things is because that's their image of pleasure. They don't understand what the Ankas HaDvarim is. The Simchas and the Einika HaNefesh is something which is Ayin L'Ros HaLakim L'Zulosecha. So the Ravid has a comment on that Rambam. The Ravid says, the Rambam, by putting such an emphasis on the Olam HaNeshamas, and the Rambam even says that it's called Olam Haba, not because it doesn't exist. Olam Haba doesn't mean it's going to come in 10,000 years from now. Olam Haba means it's going to come after a person dies. So that's why it's Olam Haba. It's coming to a person after he dies, but it exists. There are people who are sitting in Olam Haba right now, says the Rambam. All the people who died are in Olam Haba right now. So the Ravid says, the Rambam, by talking so much about the Olam HaNeshamas and taking it so much out of this globe, the Rambam almost seems to be lessening the significance of Tchis HaMesim. Now, it's very, very hard to accuse the Rambam of not believing in Tchis HaMesim, since the Rambam himself writes that that's the 13th of the Ani Mabins, and if you don't believe it, you're comfortable to Torah, and Chelech Olam Haba. If it's all, you know, the Rambam, it's a little bit, you know, humorous to say the Rambam didn't believe in Tchis HaMesim. It's a joke. Obviously, the Rambam accepts Tchis HaMesim. But come a group of Rishonim, the Ravid, and the Ramban, and others, and say that, no. The ultimate Tzchar is not the Olam HaNeshamas. The ultimate Tzchar The Olam Haba that Chazal were describing is synonymous with Chesed Meisim. It's going to take place on this globe. It's going to take place in this world. And that's the Olam Haschar, Chesed Meisim. When it's going to happen, that's what's called an Olam Haba. It hasn't happened yet. According to the Rambam, Olam Haba is happening right now. Not for us right now, but it's happening to people as we speak. According to the Ramban, according to the Ravid, Olam Haba is Pshuta Kamashmo. It's an Olam that is going to come in the future. I guess it depends on whether it's Ba'a or Ba'a, depending on where you put the dictum. Olam is a Zachas, so you can't tell. So Ba'a can mean it is coming, or Ba'a can mean it's going to come in the future. So it's unclear what the word Olam Haba means. So according to the Ravid and according to the Ramban, that Olam Haba and Tchias HaMesim are synonymous with one another. So what exactly is happening in the interim? So a person leaves this world, so what happens? He's put on hold. So that's right, that's what the Ramban writes. He's put on hold. He says he's in Shemayim and Gan Eden, whatever other terms you want to use, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is taking care of the Shemayim, whatever that means. But that's not the end game, says the Ramban. The end game is going to be B'achris HaYomim. That's Tchias HaMesim, that's the Olam Haba, that's the Olam of Schar. So now wait a second, according to the Rambam, who says that the ultimate Schar is not in this world, so what is the role of Tchias HaMesim then? So Tchias HaMesim definitely fits into the picture somewhere. It's at some point of this chronology of the world. And again, we don't have everything down pat, we're not supposed to have everything down pat. But what's its goal? So according to the Ramban, I understand exactly what his goal is. The goal is to give you the schar. That is the schar for all mitzvahs. Schar mitzvah v'hai alma leka. So schar, the high alma means in the world that is now, a world of post-chias amazing. It's going to be a different kind of a world. It's going to be a more perfected world. And that's going to be the olam haschar. But according to the Ramban, that's not true. The olam haschar is an olam haneshama. So what is chias amazing? So l'chora, the pashut pshat in the Ramban is that chias amazing is not an end game. Chias HaMesim is not Tzchar. Chias HaMesim is a second chance. Chias HaMesim is for people to come back to this world in a more perfect world. In a world of Yibos HaMashiach has already occurred or still is occurring, whatever that means. There's a Beis HaMikdash. And now there's a whole new world out there that we can do wonderful things in. What can we do? All the things that we didn't do the first time around. We can go back to Torah, back to mitzvahs, back to karbonos, back to geula, back to all the wonderful, wonderful things of this world. Kedei sheyisku l'chayelam haba. That's the pashup shot in the Rambam. Chazal say, at the end of Parshas Vaschanan, Rashi quotes from the Sifrei, Hayom la'asosam. So Chazal have two comments. Hayom la'asosam. Hayom la'asosam. Ulamocha litos charam. Hayom, today, is not a day of schar. It's a day of asiyas mitzvahs. Lemachar is a time of schar, not a time of asiyas mitzvahs. They're two different things. That's exactly what the two mishnayos mean in Pirkei Avos when the two mishnayos say that yofesh ha'achas b'tshuva ma'asim tov b'olam hazeh mikol chayel ma'ba v'yofesh ha'achas shakaris ruach b'olam ha'ba b'kol chayel ma'azeh. So which is better? Is olam hazeh better or olam ha'ba better? The answer is they're talking about two different things. That's what the mishnah says. Yofesh ha'achas b'tshuva ma'asim tov. Tshuva ma'asim tov means that's the hayom la'soysam. So in the realm of Asiya, Olam Hazeh is significantly greater than Olam Haba because Olam Haba is meaningless. Because there's nothing you could do in Olam Haba to get any more mitzvahs. There is no tshuva ma'asim tovim. The game's over. But in terms of schar, you have karas ruach is the description of schar. So that's tacha, much greater by Olam Haba than Olam Hazeh. Because what kind of kosher bracha give you schar in Olam Hazeh? Give you a couple of dollars? That's a schar. That's a joke. So that's what the Mishnah is. The two Mishnayos of Yavos are basically paraphrasing that statement of Chazal on the pasuk of Parshas Chanan. Hayom Asoysom. There's the Olam Asiya and there's the Olam and the Olam Aschar. So there seems to be a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid and the Ramban, as to which is which exactly. So everybody agrees the world we're in right now, today, Tovshin Bebeis, this is the Olam Asiya. This is not the Olam Aschar. It's the Hayom Aleika. When does the Olam Asiya end and the Olam Aschar begin? So according to the Rambam, the Olam Aschar is Ruchnius. It's a spiritual existence. It has nothing to do with that goof. The minute that there's a goof in the picture, that's not the Olam Aschar. That's the Olam Asiya. So if Tchias HaMesim is Tchias HaMesim and the goof and the neshama together, that's Vaita, Olam Asiya. So then according to the Rambam, it sounds like what's happening according to the Rambam is that Tchias HaNeshim is a gewaltig chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. He gives us a chance to come back to a world that's more in tune with Avodas Hashem. He gives us that opportunity to do things that we couldn't have done in this world. This world, the way the world plays out now, it's hard to be the greatest Tamid Chacham. It's hard to be the greatest Tzaddikim. We don't have Kabbalas. We can't have great. We can't become the Viyam. We can't, so many things that we can't become in this world because we're limited by Shibud Malchus. Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'chasto Agadol, will give us Yemosa Mashiach and Tchias HaMeisim to perfect ourselves. Kadesha Yisku, La'olam, Shekulat Olam, Shekulat Aruch, which is the Olam HaNeshamas. That's where the Rambam seems to present the picture. And the Ramban and the Raivan and the Ramah seem to say, no, that's not all what's going on. Said the Olam HaSiyah is on planet Earth, and the Olam HaSchar is on planet Earth. The only thing is that there's going to be a little bit of a change in planet Earth. It's going to be a very, very different kind of a place. By the time Tchias HaMeisim rolls around, it's going to be such a different place. It's going to be a place of Netilas Schar. It could be that there won't be mitzvahs at that point. It could be that's part of the discussion when the Gemara speaks about mitzvahs b'teilas and also lavai. That could be. That's a whole discussion. What that phrase the Chazal mean. But it could be that once we're in the enter into that chronology of Tchias HaMeisim, Tchias HaMeisim is that Hayom HaSelsim velo, and that's the Macha, Litos Charam. According to the Rambam, that's inconceivable. According to the Rambam, Litos Charam can't take place on planet Earth. It's got to take place in a different realm. But according to the Raivan and the Ramban, it can't take place on planet Earth. So it's a very, very different role what Tchias HaMeisim is all about. L'chor, it's also an interesting question, as is Tchias HaMeisim permanent? I mean, according to the Raivan and the Ramban, of course Tchias HaMeisim is permanent. Once you come back, so you're not going to die again. The whole goal is to give you eternal life. According to the Rambam, Tchias HaMeisim is not an end game. It's a way to get to a better place in the Olam Shekul HaTov, Shekul HaAruch, which is not on planet Earth. So again, I don't know. It's hard to know what's going to happen. We'll figure out. Yeah.
According to the Rambam, Tchias HaMeisim, is there going to be Yitzhahara and Bechira? Or
according to the Rambam, Tchias HaMeisim sounds like there will be. It'll be like Yemos HaMashiach. It's like an extended Yemos HaMashiach. Yeah. According to the other Mishanim, it's nothing to do with the Asiyas anymore, nothing to do with Mitzvahs anymore. It's pure Litzchar.
So what's Gehenna
then? What again? According to who?
According to
Ramban, I don't know. We don't want to talk about negative things. We don't talk about bad things. We don't talk about good things in this year. So anyway, two very, very fascinating different approaches. But one thing is very clear, that the Rambam says that this picture of Yemos HaMashiach, which according to the Rambam is not the Olam HaSchar, so what is the world going to look like? So as we spoke about last week, that the Rambam says that it's going to be a much, much better world, and therefore what? What's the purpose of making a better world? So that's how the Rambam signs off the very last Rambam. The Rambam says, why do we want a better world? Why do we need peace for? Why do we need help for? Why do we need all these brachot? Why do we need rain for? And prayer for what? What do we need these things for? The goal of Yemos HaMashiach / Tchias HaMeisim is to enable us to do what we're supposed to be doing in the first place. When we live in a difficult world, and we have wars, and we have sickness, and we have pain, and we have suffering, and we have fighting, and everything, it's impossible to sit and learn Shorei Niskol and Shorei Muads, and to learn about Chesavatim. How are you going to learn these things? Your mind is such a flaking with all the other problems of this world. Kosh Baruch Hu, Malar Des, Hashem, Kosh Baruch Hu is going to clear away all the tzaras, all the daggers, all the parnoso, all the wars, all the tzaras. We're going to sit Yom V'Layla all day. Every day is going to be Thanksgiving. All day, every day, nothing else to worry about. Just sitting in Torah, mitzvahs, and Avodas Hashem, and Kumpes HaMikdash, and being Kabbonis, and Dveikas B'Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu of Torah and mitzvahs. Says Ram, that's what Yom HaMashiach is. So that's the Ram L'Shitas, Yochas Tshuva. When the Ram poses the question, is Chan Mitzvah V'Yam Aleka? So then, all schar is not on this globe. So what does the Torah promise us? Rain and peace and all these wonderful things for? The Rambam says, that don't do it schar. That is zero to do with schar. That's simply a mechanism to enable you to get to the next step in Shiras HaMitzvahs. So what the Rambam writes in Chos Tshuva, the role of Olam Hazeh is to enable you to get to a better place in your Ruchnias so that Kadesh Yizkel L'Olam HaNeshamas. That's what the Rambam repeats in Chos Balachim when he describes what Mashiach. That's what Mashiach is. Kadosh Baruch Hu making the world a better place so that all the brachas that Torah Mekuyamas, Memeil you'll be able to be Isaac Batar of the mitzvahs, and Memeil you'll be able to be Zaychat Yolam HaNeshamas. That's the Rambam's version of what's going on. So again, it's like all machlokes in the lomdus. Everyone agrees to everything. If you think about it, everyone agrees you must be sheikh. Everyone agrees chesmes. Everyone agrees all my part. Everyone agrees there's neshamas, there's gufas, there's schar, there's mitzvahs. Everyone agrees everything. And now you have a major machlokes around with the other rishonim. How does some of the pieces of the puzzle all connect? So the issue is about what the role of the most mashiach is, what the role of chesmesim is, how the whole picture presents itself, what the end game in terms of schar for mitzvahs is. Seems to be two different halachos. At 12:12 on Thursday, we're having machriya between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. But machriya, we have a little bit of tipa b'rayam. We have to go daven mincha. So those who want to daven the old mincha, we can still grab the mincha. At least we got a little bit of tashlumen for the inyanim of a little chassishiyam inyanim.